All right. Having said that, I'm going to invite Mr. Vincent up here, and I'm going to invite you to go all the way back to the preface at the beginning of the book, please. Welcome, Mr. Vincent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
See.
Preface. This isn't a safe book. I like that. If the naughty side of me had written this book, I'd have put an after that. It's triple X. But the naughty side of me didn't, because I would be misunderstood. So I just left it with that nice little sentence. Mr. Vincent?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Preface, this isn't a safe book.
Yes, this is not a safe book. How could it be? It is written about one of the most controversial subjects in the Holy Scriptures, grace that has freed us from the curse of the law. Every denomination seems to have its own take on what this is all about. Books on the subject are prolific. Nevertheless, few plumb its depths adequately because they don't want to run the risk of offending anyone. Therefore, many gloss over the juicy parts and in so doing miss the point, in spite of the fact that grace has everything to do with the details.
Oh, it does. Grace will give you peace about your details. Just tell that tell a detail. Yeah. Very important to understand that. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? That's why the apostle says, stand in grace.
Yeah, that's something.
Not feel grace, yeah. Touch grace, mm-hmm. Have a sip of grace. Mm-hmm. Stand in that thing.
Yeah. Amen.
Like you stand in your own house. You, I'm standing in my house. I'm standing in grace. So that settles everything. Everything outside of where I'm standing is out of it. Can't touch me.
Yeah. In this book, I don't. I attempt to face its possibilities squarely, comparing Scripture with Scripture. I'm persuaded that grace should be thoroughly understood by believers, or they won't know how to reign in life through Christ.
You can't reign without grace. I can tell that up front.
There are too many miserable Christians who have been taught to say they are happy by faith, even though it isn't true in fact.
So true.
What nonsense. What dishonesty. There can be no balancing its truths with reasonable opinions to satisfy the nervous without changing its message.
And by the way, that's one of the major reasons why you can't get a book on grace these days that hasn't been balanced. Mm-hmm. How can you balance it? Mm-hmm. It's like saying, let's balance death. You can't, you die.
Exactly.
No balance. Yeah.
Grace is the good news that Jesus accepts sinners without asking questions, setting them free from their past, making their present brand new, and guaranteeing them a future life of liberty in the Spirit in one magnificent act of redemption. All this and heaven too.
Hallelujah. 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 Let's get excited and do the jig. We do one of those dances where we all line up and go around the house. Exactly right.
Conga line.
That's in a conga line. That's what we're going to form in just a minute's time.
Yeah. You have either experienced the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, or you have not. For those who have, it is the open door to salvation, a right standing for life, a promise of help, a guarantee of acceptance, and a whole lot more, all at once and forevermore. It is the only way a holy God can make lifelong friends out of sinners who not only don't deserve it, but cannot change their stripes and match up anyway. It is a new creation phenomenon.
I love that, don't you? Yes. It's a new creation phenomenon. Boy, where did that come from? Yeah. The cross.
Yeah. Amen.
Grace is God's answer to fallen man's worst nightmare. I need help, and I can't change my ways.
Hallelujah.
It says
hallelujah. Let me tell you about those of us who need help and can't change our ways. Now, this is even for the insincere. Because some of us say we need help and we can't change our ways because we want someone to change them for us. Mm-hmm. As though your life was a car and you were in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. Grace is big enough to help you through those silly, irresponsible times. And grace is big enough to help you when you are being responsible and saying, my God, I'm not getting ahead very far right
here.
Grace is even for those sitting on their bottoms on a chair somewhere and saying, I haven't made up my mind yet. Grace is even going to help you there too.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I'd like in the law, the legalistic side of me would like to say, oh boy, how do you say, it doesn't apply to you and it doesn't apply to you. It doesn't apply to you, but it applies to you four over there. That's rubbish.
All right.
There's grace.
Yeah.
There's grace. Grace greater than our sins.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Otherwise, there's no joy in this human experience. Because I don't know about you, but my flesh is in good order. Yeah. How about yours? I got a new heart. I got a power, love, and a sound mind. But this old flesh of mine is alive and well on planet Earth. Yeah.